Keith Peters reporting. Former Senator Jim Talent of Missouri says he wishes MAGA Republicans could see that foreign aid bills put America first by helping U.S. allies weaken U.S. adversaries. In the case of Ukraine, that means hampering Vladimir Putin in his bid to weaken U.S. interests around the world.
We see him as an ally of Iran in the Middle East and Bashar Assad, and of course, he's declared his unlimited friendship with China and Xi Jinping, which, by the way, in the context of the traditional Russian-Chinese enmity, can only be because he's trying to hurt the United States.
Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The latest events in the Trump criminal trial in Manhattan show that two jurors have been dismissed and replaced by two others. That brings to seven the number of jurors who have been seated for the first ever criminal trial of a former president. Several potential jurors have expressed concerns about their privacy. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says the judge does not want the media to publish details about jurors that could help identify them.
In this particular instance, the fear on both sides is that without anonymity, people are going to be reluctant to go into that jury room and vote their conscience, whether it's guilty or not guilty.
Meanwhile, the judge barred reporters from identifying jurors' employers after expressing privacy concerns. The U.S. and U.K. have imposed a new round of sanctions on Iran as concern grows that Tehran's unprecedented attack on Israel could fuel a wider war in the Middle East. The Thursday action targets entities and people in Iran involved in drone production. The sanctions were meant to hold Iran accountable for its weekend attack and to deter such activity. This is SRN News. Another troubling new medical trend is emerging.
A growing number of people, usually the young, are seeking to have parts of their body amputated in order to live as a disabled person. The medical community has labeled this, quote, body integrity dysphoria. And in Canada last month, doctors removed two perfectly healthy fingers from the hand of a 20-year-old. Doctors say this isn't any different than performing a sex change operation on someone so they can live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona is not the only state with a 150-year-old abortion ban that could go back into effect now that Roe v. Wade has been repealed. Wisconsin has a law from 1849 that bans abortion unless it's necessary to save the life of the mother. After the Dobbs decision came out, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit arguing that the 1849 law is not valid. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
U.S. stock indexes drifted to a mixed close following more reports showing the economy remains stronger than expected. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% Thursday. The slight dip sent it to a fifth straight loss for its longest such streak since October. Treasury yields rose following the stronger than expected economic data. Not only is the number of layoffs across the country remaining relatively low, an index of manufacturing in the mid-Atlantic region showed growth unexpectedly accelerated. The Dow up 22 points, closing at 37,775. The NASDAQ lost 81 to 15,601. The S&P 500 dropped 11 points to 5011. New York oil rose 4 cents to $82.73 per barrel. The Wall Street Business Report. I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.